A Wyoming group has received permission to collect nearly 25,000 signatures by February in an effort to get an initiative on the ballot. It would legalize the use of medical marijuana, among other things. Chris Christian is the executive director of the group Wyoming Normal, and she says it was time legalization became a topic of discussion in Wyoming.
We watched as different states across the country legalized the medical cannabis, and we've been watching California for 10 years to see what would happen in Oregon and Washington. And when Colorado legalized, I was in Denver for 420 in 2013, and that was when we kicked off Wyoming Normal. We were down there to celebrate legalization of the recreational cannabis. And of course, there are a group of us in Wyoming who would like to see recreational in right away. And of course, we're willing to wait because there are people who can benefit from the medical side of cannabis, and we want them to have their medicine as soon as we can get it to them. We'll fight the rest of it out later on when it's time.
The concern you hear from legislators, they talked about it this year, again, as you well know, and some others who have opposed this, maybe most specifically the governor, is this is going to lead to a lot of use, potentially problems on our highways, potentially crime. I'm curious your thoughts on all that.
Well, on our website, www.wyomingnormal.org, if you will click on the link that says, "What about?" We have maybe 20 links there that answer most of the questions we've gotten from people who've written to us, people who've spoken or written in the newspaper, things that we anticipate that people see as problems with it. We've tried to give answers to. The biggest one being, what about the kids? In Colorado and in many, many other states across the country, the statistics are posted there. Drug use among teens has dropped once legalization of any kind occurs there. It, specifically in Colorado, the 13 to 18-year-old usage has dropped 5 or 8% since they legalized. The older teens, the usage hasn't changed very much. There's only, though, about 15% of that population of kids that's even tried it, and the survey asks them a specific amount of time, you know, in the last month, in the last 3 months, so forth. And they're not seeing any change. There are no more kids trying it in that age group, and the younger ones aren't trying it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we see this with a 18-year-old alcohol usage that, or 21-year-old alcohol usage in states where they legalize your drinking, that once you hit drinking age, most people quit drinking. The challenge is to break the law. And we don't know why kids are oppositional like that, but they are. The one thing that we'd like to tell parents is that it's much better off being packaged properly and labeled, having been lab tested, than what the kids are already getting for themselves on the street. That could be grown with pesticides and insecticides. It could be trash stuff that's not even marijuana they've wasted their money on. The illegal drug deals that get kids in trouble. Take it off the streets and out of the criminals' hands. And the parents will be better off, and so will the kids.
Chris Christian visiting with us from Wyoming Normal. You're going to try and get a ballot initiative, get enough signatures to try and put this on the ballot. Tell folks about what it would say and what you're up to.
Well, basically, we're asking the residents of Wyoming to sign a petition first to get it on the ballot initiative. And the petition is available on the Secretary of State's website, on our website, on our Facebook page, and people can read what it says there. But basically, we are asking people to legalize hemp for growing with no penalty. And of course, until the federal government releases us, we have a release that people would have to sign saying they know that the federal government still says it's illegal. Mm-hmm. That will change relatively soon. The second thing that we're doing is putting a bill out before the public that says people who need it for specific medical conditions with the agreement of their doctor, no matter what age they are, if their doctor says they'll benefit from this medicine, then they have the choice to feel better using this than a prescription medication. Now understand, we're not twisting anybody's arm and saying you have to give up your meds and try cannabis. We're simply asking for the opportunity to make the choice ourselves as adults to feel better.
When I was watching a television news program many years ago before Colorado legalized it, I was interested, they were in Boulder, and they had a number of college students talking about smoking medical marijuana and how it was very easy to acquire. I think that is another concern that folks have, is that once you legalize a part of it, it won't be that hard for folks to get. How do we address that and keep that regulated?
Well, through regulated sales and accounting for the sales. Colorado puts chips in the bags. They know whether the bags go out of state or not. You know, there are different ways to regulate it, and we've left that up to a regulatory agency to take care of those regulations with the liquor board. But those concerns that are voiced now will abate when they find out that there are so many other ways to administer cannabis than smoking it. Mm-hmm. There are oils, there are the edibles, which they're calling medibles. You can vaporize it. You can use it in one of those e-cigarette vaporizer things. They mm-hmm. in Colorado sell the oil that you can smoke. And I intend to, once we legalize it here, quit using tobacco and just smoke the oils. Mm-hmm. I think that I can quit smoking with it. A lot of other people think so too. There are so many benefits and so many other ways to use this. You can eat it as whole plant food. Put it in a salad and eat it. You don't have to smoke it.
So in this, if it goes on the ballot and people support it, it then goes back to the legislature, as I recall. Are you worried that it could go there and never come out?
Oh, yes, of course. This is Wyoming. They sat on the lottery bill for 3 years. Here is what the law says. They cannot repeal it. The law also says they have to enact it within 90 days. We've given them more time to get the regulations together because we know that it takes longer than 3 months. But they have several other states that they can copy what they've done. It isn't like they're inventing the wheel here. We think that there's a good possibility that the legislature will see how many signatures we have on our petition, and the law says that they can enact something substantially similar. Mm-hmm. And if they do that, then it won't be on the ballot. But my personal opinion is they should let the people of Wyoming decide.
Chris Christian, she's with Wyoming Normal. A pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us in Open Space.
Thank you so much for having me.